Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Nordic Service Partners Investor Presentation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today, Friday the 13th of June, 2014. And I'd like to hand the conference over to your first speaker for today, Mr. Emil Lindgren. Please go ahead.
Okay, welcome everyone. On behalf of SEB, I would like to welcome you all to today's management presentation held by Nordic Service Partners AB, or NSP. NSP is a company with a market-leading position in the Nordic region and in Sweden and Denmark that SEB also has a long and good relationship with. The company has a portfolio with extremely good and strong brand names and also has a long and solid financial track record that the company will speak about a little bit later. Existing lenders, including ourselves, SEB, are willing to continue to support the company in its future growth plans. But the company is here today because they're looking into a potential refinancing of the capital structure in the high-yield bond market. Such a refinancing would give the company a more financial flexibility and headroom to pursue its strategy going forward. Before I hand over to Morgan and Johan, I suggest that we move on to page 3 in the presentation that I hope that you all have in front of you, where we have a summary of the potential offering. Issuer will be Nordic Service Partner. That's also the entity that is listed on the small cap on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. The company is looking to raise 200 million Swedish kroner via a senior secured bond, where the security is by the pledge of shares in all material subsidiaries that is directly owned by the issuer. Tenor is a 5-year with a non-call 2.5. With the call structure during the first 30 months, there is a make-call, and then after 2.5 years, the call starts at 104, and then after 6 months, it goes down to 103, and then each 6 months to 102, 101, and after 54 months, the bond is callable at par. There is also a voluntary partial redemption, which is at 104, where the company can call a maximum of 10% a year during the first 3 years. No carry backwards, no carry forward. SEB has circulated a credit research report, including a shadow rating of single B+. In terms of covenants, the company has agreed to comply with a maintenance covenant, which is a leverage test, net interest-bearing debt to EBITDA that should not go above 4 times at any time during the life of the bond. There is also an incurrence covenant package with a leverage test which should not go above 4, and an ICR of 3. Some other covenants to mention is that there is a dividend restriction, which is 60% of the of the group's consolidated net profits. There is a carve out for the for financial leases, which is 120 million. There, in addition to that, there is an overdraft of 14 million Swedish, and also a general basket of 10 million Swedish kroner. Keep in mind that all of that debt will be included when you calculate the maintenance covenant. So at no time during the bond, the leverage will be above 4 times, including the bond, the leases, the overdraft, and the general basket. If we move on to page 4, there will be a change of control at 101. The bonds will be listed at Nasdaq OMX within 2 months after the issuance. Trustee will be Corp Nordic. The bond will be under Swedish law, and the sole book runner for this transaction is SEB. If we move on to page 5, on the top right-hand corner, we have the sources and uses. As mentioned previously, the company is looking to raise $200 million via senior secured notes. 41 of them will go towards the repayment of senior debt, which is mainly this debt provided by SEB. But in addition to SEB's debt, there is three to four Danish million via Andelskassen, a small bank in Denmark. But all of that will be refinanced. In addition to that, 68.3 million will go towards the repayment of junior debt today provided by Proventus. In addition to that, 91 million will go towards investments, acquisition and general corporate purposes, i.e. to support the strategy and growth that the company has and that they will mention just in a second. Below that you have the transaction structure that I mentioned. The issuing entity will be the NSB Holding AB Publ. On the left-hand side, we have a pro forma cap table, and depending on how you look at it, if you include Tacobar or exclude Tacobar, the leverage will be pro forma day one around 2.8, 2.9. The company owned Tacobar until Q1 14 when they sold it, so pro forma Tacobar, it's closer to 2.9. And the reason why it's 2.9 is that the company will put the 91 million on the balance sheet as cash day one before they use the money towards the investments and new acquisitions. Worth mentioning as well is that given that they will put the cash on the balance sheet, there is a restriction that the company cannot take up additional debt under the bond during the first 12 months, but that does exclude financial leases. If we move on to page 6, there's key investment highlights. I suggest that we skip them as of now, and because the company will cover all of that. And if we move on to page 7, introduction to presenters, I think with that being said, I would like to hand over to the company that will go through the business case and the industry. And please, Johan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Emil. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this management presentation. My name is Johan Vedin, and I have been the CFO of NSP since 2008. Before that, I had a similar position with a public IT company in Stockholm. And before that, I've been in various positions as business controller and such things. I'm 55 years old. I have two kids, 14 and 16. So, Morgan?
Yeah, hello, everybody. My name is Morgan Jalinder, and I'm the CEO for this company. I have a long record of different things in my career. I started up after my grade, I started up at Volvo Penta, which is a marine company in the group of Volvo. And I worked on the European market. Then I went back and actually worked at the Economic School of Gothenburg for a period of years. And then I started in the bank, assistant to the CEO, and ended up as the CFO for Första Sparbanken, which was at that time the fourth biggest bank in Sweden. Then I went to a finance company, worked with that for a couple of years, and in the early 90s, it was very hard times in Sweden, and we were bought by a real estate company who actually went bankruptcy, and that was in 92, 93, and after that, my colleague, we went to Denmark, starting up Burger King business by buying two existing Burger Kings. And since that, I've been working with the Burger King, and we sold our business in Denmark in 2006 to NSP, Nordic Service Partner. And if you jump to page 9. I will explain what is NSP today. NSP today is a franchisee of the Burger King corporation system, and we have 59 outlets in Sweden and Denmark, turnover for around 800 million, and we have an EBITDA at around 60 million. We are listed, as you heard, and we have a platform, administrative platform, operation, and everything on place to go further, which we will do. And we, as you heard from Emil, we sold the Taco Bar quarter one 2014, and now we have also went into contracts to Yum Brands, which hold KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. But we entered into the KFC business. And then we also hold a contract with Thank God It's Friday, exclusive for Denmark, not in Sweden. Yeah, and then we can go further to page 10, which is historical development of the company NSB. NSB started 10 years ago by buying the existing corporate-run Burger Kings in Sweden, which was around 20-22 restaurants. And they took in people from McDonald's, and they were very successful. They turned around the business, and they were very aggressive. So in 2006, they bought our Danish company and added then Denmark to Sweden. And in 2007, they bought the Taco Bar, and they started up to be a master franchise for Tasty Thai. And then also franchisee for Sandy's, which is a lookalike like Subway. The company went into problem 2008, and at that time they were financed by Kaufing Bank, and it was not so very good. In 2009, I went back from holiday, so to speak, because we sold 2006, and then I started up to be the CEO for NSB. And what we did was that we took away all the other business than the Burger King. And since 2011, when we refinanced the company with SEB and Proventus, we have been rather successful. So now we are ready to take off. If you take the next page, you see the board of directors and management. And if you see on the strong management team, we are all involved in convertibles in the company. We have a great experience, long experience of running fast food business, and we have a very good management team. The board of directors is Jan Kaber, the chairman, long experience in financial business, retail business, and also my colleague. We own 20% of the company. Anders Wettje, former CFO for McDonald's, was a founder of this company, still with the board, and also together with a colleague in long term, AB 10%. Jens Engvall, who is the CEO for Hemfosa Fastigheter AB, which is a company just now listed on the stock exchange in Stockholm, and he's a board member for a lot of company. One to mention is Ikano. Jeppe Drop is our Danish member in the board of directors, owns 30% of NSB, and runs Sunset Boulevard, which is like Subway, 47 outlets in Denmark. And Eva Gidlöf is now new in the company. Then we take the next page, number 12. What is then NSB offering? We are offering three brands. And remember, we are running the Burger King right now, 59 outlets with an EBITDA for 60. We have the contracts with KFC and Fridays, and that is what we will have the money for, to develop these brands in the Nordic countries. So we're offering our customer three world-class brands with good food and good drinks, and to the landlords we are a very strong companion because we are a listed company, and we have a great financial situation. So, yeah, and also we have the possibility to give a solution where we take all the development of the real estate, etc., etc. We own all the drawings. We have the entrepreneurs, so our offering is rather very strong for the landlords. So, on page 13, you can see the environment of NSP, the business partners, where the Yum brands, and then we have the contract with KFC. Pizza Hut is existing in Sweden, not in Denmark. They have 14 outlets. Taco Bell is not in Sweden or the Nordics. I think they only are in Spain. Fridays, which is the world's largest casual dining concept, we are, as you know, then entering into Denmark, and we have been working to find locations for almost a year, and we are nearly there now. Burger King, 59 restaurants, and then we also are involved in Rasta, which is a motorway restaurant company, and we have one outlet up in Grums, which is close to Karlstad, as in west of Sweden, northwest. And when we entered with Burger King to the restaurant outlets and the kiosk in Rasta, they have a turnover of 60 million. We added 10 for the Burger King, which is 26. And nowadays they are at that marketplace trading over 42 million. So we have been speaking to Rasta from time to time to do something together. So we will see in the future. Then we jump to page number 15, which shows the competitive landscape. And you can see the different outlets in the restaurant markets. You have the Eating at Home brands, where you can buy the grocery stores and everything like that. And then you have the restaurant market with a QSR, which is a quick service restaurant segment, where you find Burger King, KFC, and McDonald's, among others. You have the fast casual dining concept, and that is a step forward in service degree from QSR. And then you have casual dining, where you find Pizza Hut, Fridays, where you have servants coming up to the table and served. All of these three is standardized production system. And then you came to fine dining, where you really have to have an educated chef, which you don't need in the other outlets or segments. And then we jump to number 16, and then, Johan, could you please continue?
Yes, thank you, Morgan. This slide, the Nordic restaurant market, really shows Sweden and Denmark, which are the two countries we operate in today. And what it shows you that it has grown a lot, over 100% during the last 10 years. And what we see is that there's the international brands that are increasing their market share. If we flip to the next page, specifically the Swedish and the Danish restaurant market, the Swedish market is today worth about 100 billion Swedish. It grew a little bit more than 5% last year. Danish market is obviously a little bit smaller country, but it's worth 35 million Danish. In Sweden, we have roughly between 600 and 700 burger restaurants, and in Denmark, there are something like 200-250 burger restaurants. So we believe that there is a huge opportunity for a worldwide chicken brand like KFC is. Flipping to next page. Strong growth and key drivers. We see that there's a growing population and new customers entering into the QSR market every year. There is a continuation of urbanization in both Sweden and Denmark, and we have more and more single occupancy households, and also we spend less time on preparing food in our homes. NSP is ready. We have an established multi-franchise experience with a scalable platform, and we have a strong cash flow of 60 million. So back to you, Morgan.
Okay, 20. Then we jump to page 20, which actually shows where NSB's position is in the value chain. As you understand, we are a franchisee owning all the outlets, the leases, equipment, everything like that. So we are a freestanding company. But of course, we are paying royalty, and for that, we get a lot of services. We get a well-known world-class brand, and we get all the other things that they are doing on a world level or a European level or a nation level. And what we get from our franchisor is that they secure, they investigate, and they approve all the suppliers going into the system. This is valid for Burger King, for Fridays, and for KFC, and all the world players in the food section, of course. They establish purchase. That means that we are entering into prices, which is not, it's world-class prices. And then they have the franchisee and food safety control as well. They are running the national marketing, we are running the local marketing, and of course we are involved in the product development, which has to be adopted to the local areas and nations, of course. And then we are the face to the customer and taking care of the sales and service. So this is a good picture to understand where we are. We are in sales and service, and there we are very good. Then we go to number 21. And there you see location, location, location. That's very, very important. Someone asked me, but Morgan, aren't you afraid that people stop eating burgers and everything like that? And then I said, if we have the right location with the flow of people or cars or whatever, then we have always a change in the restaurant where we, with the food and everything like that, following the demands of our customer. So the important thing is to be at the right location. We have the brands, as you see, and someone asked me also, Morgan, chicken, I mean, is that very good? I mean, you don't have any outlets with exclusive chicken in Sweden. No, we know, I know. But what we did before entering into this, we looked at how is it in U.S. In the 90s in U.S., the consumption of chicken and beef was equal, so chicken went up and equalized with beef in the 90s. Today, it's 40% more chicken consumption than beef consumption. In Sweden, we are increasing the chicken consumption with 7-8% every year, and now a chicken-based meal in the families by home is on second place in Sweden. First is spaghetti bolognese with some ketchup, I think. So that's very good for us, and we have great operations, and that was also one option that we have when we entered into the negotiation with Yum Brands. They were very satisfied with the way we treated our restaurants, the people we have, the control system we have, and that was one main task to get the agreement to NSP. Marketing, we are marketing, we will market the KFC together with KFC Europe. We are working with the Burger King very closely. For the Burger King, as you can understand, we have 59 restaurants in different locations, different outlets, in malls, drive-throughs, and in-lines. So we have all the data, which means that we are working very closely together with the Burger King. And we will do so as well with Fridays and KFC. Then we jump to 22, sign 22, by page 22. As I mentioned, we refinanced the company in 2011. We have signed agreement with Yum Brands, the world's largest restaurant company. We have now, over a period of year, only focused on Burger King. We have an EBITDA about 60 million. I think it will be better this year. And we have a great development on the EBITDA level. And we are ready now to go further. And so what will we do? You know, we will, of course, optimize our marketing with Burger King. We will only focus on triple A location. It comes for Burger King, it comes for KFC, and it comes for Fridays. That is the most important. And we are willing to pay the rent as needed in order to get the great locations. Yeah, and then we can jump to 23, and then I will ask Johan to continue, please.
Thank you. This picture shows our scalable business model and our flexible cost structure. Just quickly to explain what we mean with SG&A, that is all the people that work to support our restaurants. So it's our district managers, our chief operating officer, the whole back office, and the management. In 2008, we had SG&A over 55, 56 million, 8.5% of our revenues. We took that down to 34 million, and today we are at 37, 38 million, and around 5% of revenues. If we look at the scalability, we can look at the development since 2011, the year which we refinanced the company, and we were really able to start to open up new restaurants and do acquisitions. Since then, we have increased the revenue with 25%. We have doubled the EBITDA. We have increased the EBITDA with 50%. At the same time, we have only increased SG&A with 15%. So I think that gives you a feeling of the scalability that we have in our SG&A platform. So we go to the next page, which shows new investments in restaurants. Morgan, would you like to take that one?
Thank you. Yes, when I started 2009 as the CEO for this company, it was not so very much new sites in planning. But the first one during my period here, it was Varberg, and then we have four other examples. We have built eight new restaurants. This is four of them. And as you can see, the accumulated EBITDA shows that in 2 to 3 years, we get our investment back. The investment to understand when we are building drive-throughs, freestanding units, is that we have the land, we have the landscaping, and then we have the building. In cooperation with real estate owners, we built this, but then also we lease these premises. So we are not a real estate owner, but we are involved in the process. So we make it very easy for the real estate owner. We pay an interest rate of the sum for to raise a drive-thru, for instance. So what we are doing then, we are entering into a house and drive-thru, and then we came with our own equipment, which amount to around 5 to 6 million, depending on the signage package. So we pay the rent for the drive-thru and for the building and the premises around there, and then we invest ourselves around 6 million. And that means, as you can see from the EBITDA level, that we are getting the money back in 2-3 years, which I think is very good. And so we go to page 25, which is an example of two acquisitions we have done. And Johan?
Thank you, Morgan. NSB Way, that is what we call the way we operate and support the business in our restaurants. And the main components are how we handle raw material, how we schedule the staff in our restaurants, and how we work with local store marketing. to exemplify how effective this is if we look at the Swedberger acquisition, that is the right graph on this page. This was a company involving three restaurants that we acquired in October 2012. At the time that we acquired, the company had an EBITDA of around 12%. Within the first year, we increased the EBITDA to close to 20%, and that's where the three restaurants are trading today. We paid 23 million for the company. Enterprise value was roughly 20 million. And as you can see, we have, as per end of April, we have almost got our money back in this short period of time. So I think that shows really two things. It shows you that the way that we run the business is very, very efficient and very profitable. It also shows that we are good at making acquisitions. In our platform, we, of course, work with the leading system support systems. We have Micros, which is one of the leading worldwide suppliers of POS systems. We use Quinix, which is probably the most modern system that can be used for scheduling of people, which is very important because that is the biggest cost we have on the restaurant P&L. So back to you, Morgan. We flip page to successful turnaround.
Yeah, to page 26. Okay, now we are here. We have done very good from 2011 when we refinanced the company. You can see the EBITDA increased, and excluding Taco Bar, but I mean the figure for 2013 is 59. We think we will do better to 2014, and we are now ready. We have legal-wise two contracts with the biggest player in the chicken, the KFC, and with the casual dining concept Fridays. And so what we will do, we will invest in new KFC restaurants. And then people, of course, saying, don't you see a risk in this because it's a new concept? Yes, it's always a risk when you do something new, and you have the opinion about chicken and how is that treating in the farmers, everything like that. And you can look at YouTube and you see awful films about treatment of chicken and everything like that. This is very important for Jumbo Brands, of course, and also for KFC and also for us, that we will buy, source the chicken from very good and controlled sources. And we have also started a study together with the Farmer Association, the Swedish Farmer Association in Sweden, called LRF, in order to see how we could buy Swedish chicken, because the animal treatment in Sweden is of top quality in worldwide, and that's very important. We don't know if we can do that economical, but it should also be good for KFC to bring in the standards that we have here in Sweden. And of course, it's good for us towards the customer to present Swedish chicken. We will try to do this. We don't know. I mean, it's a 6 to 9 month approval period for KFC to approve a production line. So, I mean, we don't know. We are working with that. We will also, of course, invest in Fridays, and that is very important to find the right spot. We think we have done that in the center of Copenhagen, called Amagertorv. We have signed everything, but it's not legal. So I mean, we hope that that will be legal in during June, actually. Acquisition of brands, of course, related to these three brands that we're running right now. And we will continue to invest in new Burger Kings. Someone asked me during this roadshow that, why do you need this? I mean, you have a great cash coming out, and you place a lot of money on the balance sheet. So why do you need this money? And the answer is that you must understand where the company is coming from. We came from a finance situation with Kouting Bank in bankruptcy at that time. We got SEB and Proventus on board in 2011, which gave us possibility to start the expansion. On the other hand, it was a risk for these two parties coming in. So our amortization is rather binding for the company, and that we will then have a situation doing this bond that we have another situation when it comes to spending the cash. I mean, if we want to buy an existing restaurant in a very great location, we can't do that at the moment because it's not refinanceable in the bank system. But with this bond solution, we have that possibility, and that is what we appreciate. Okay, then we go to our financials, and Johan, please continue.
Thank you. So if you please flip to key financial highlights, I believe that would be page 28. If we start top line revenue, we have very nice customers that pay us in advance. They pay with cash or credit card, which means that we have no accounts receivable on our balance sheet. We have a very flexible cost structure on our restaurants. The flexibility on the cost side is between 50 and 60%. We have basically negative working capital. When we open up a restaurant, we buy all the raw material that we pay after 30 days. Most of our employees are paid by the hour, which means they get their salaries paid the month after they have worked, and the customer pays us in advance. So negative working capital. We have a maintenance capex level of roughly 6 million. Historically, the past 3 years, it has been between 4.5 and 7 million. At the same time, we have remodeled about 30 Burger King restaurants, so we have an up-to-date portfolio. As Morgan mentioned earlier, we have today an EBITDA of 60 million coming from 58 restaurants. We opened up our 59th restaurant last week. That will add to this EBITDA level, of course. So to summarize, we have a stable and growing cash flow of 60 million Swedish. We have, as we will see a little bit later, a high cash conversion ratio, which is very close to 100%. We have low maintenance capex, average 6 million. Today, we have amortization for leasing contracts that are around 17, 18 million. That means that we have free cash from operations of some 25 to 30 million Swedish kronor. So that means if we decide for some reason not to invest, we will quickly build up cash in our balance sheet. If we move to the next page, we show our financial goals. We have a goal of 13% on EBITDA on restaurant level. G&A should be no more than 4% and depreciation 4%, giving us an EBIT of 5%. And as you can see, we have improved our margins over the years. The main message, though, on this page is that when we open up new restaurants, we are pushing up the depreciation level in the company. The original investment that we make on the, in the restaurant, which is between 5.5 and 6 million, depending on the signage package, is run off over a period of 6.3 years. And there's also relatively small reinvestment requirements. Remodel usually is required after some 6, 7, 8 years, and that will amount to something like 1.5-2 million Swedish kronor, roughly. What it means is that the depreciation will be reduced after the sixth year, thus the making the EBIT margin increase with roughly 3%. If we go to the next page, revenue visibility via long-term contracts. This shows our current Burger King portfolio. We sign franchise agreements individually for each restaurant. We have today an average maturity of 12 years. Over 90% of the franchise contracts have a legal termination date, which is after the maturity of the bond. But of course, if we have a sound business, we are making money and Burger King is making money, those contracts will most likely be renewed, of course. The new brands have similar structures. KFC, those contracts are for 10 plus 10 years, and Fridays is 15 plus 5 years, and as I said, Burger King is for 20 years. Going to the next page, income statement. As you can see, we have had a reasonable growth over the last year. We've grown a little bit faster than the average market. We have also had stable increases in results since 2011, the year we refinanced the company, and we have increased EBITDA margins. If you look at Q1 this year, top line more or less flat compared to Q1 last year, but we have made improvements in results. We also sold Taco Bar in the beginning of January this year. Moving to the next page, cash flow. As I mentioned, we have had a fairly high historic cash conversion ratios that has been between 80 and 100%. We have, as you can see also here, we have had an average maintenance capex level of between 4.5 and 7 million kroner. And amortization of leasing is today between 17 and 18 million kroner. That gives us a free cash, often a maintenance capex, and that when we have paid the financial net and the leasing, of somewhere between 25 and 30 million kroner. Going to the next page, leverage and current debt structure shows the historic net debt and leverage. And the main message here is that we have approximately the same leverage before and after the bond, but obviously we will have a lot more cash, 90 million more cash in our bank that we are aiming to use for investment in new restaurants and also acquisitions in brand-related restaurants. Moving on to the next page, net working capital and capex development. I mentioned that we have remodeled 30 restaurants, which is basically the whole portfolio. We have a few small restaurants that we still have to remodel, that we will do eventually. In kroner, we have spent 65 million in remodeling restaurants. Going forward, this will shift dramatically, of course. So most of the capex that we will invest in are going to go for new restaurant, new EBITDA, and acquisitions, also bringing in new EBITDA to the company. That is our focus, to increase the EBITDA level. Moving on to the next page, the balance sheet. We have a fairly simple balance sheet. As you can see, we have two main items in our balance sheet. The first one is goodwill. The second one is the fixed assets in our restaurants. The goodwill comes from the acquisitions that Morgan described early in the presentation. We had the acquisition of the Danish operations in 2006, an acquisition in 2007 of 7 restaurants in the south of Sweden, and then we had Swedberg that we acquired in 2012. And really what the goodwill is, it represents the underlying value of the lease agreements, you know, these trade zones that we own. Apart from those two items, there are very small things. We have accounts receivables, which is 2.7 million, which is not really receivables. It's when people pay with credit cards or Rikskuponger, as we have in Sweden. It takes a couple of days for us to collect the cash. We have very low inventory, 5 million for 58 restaurants. We get deliveries between 2 and 3 times per week. I think that is the only thing that is worth mentioning on the balance sheet. And that means that we have come to the end of the presentation, and we are now ready to take questions.
Johan, I want to add something, yeah, okay. Which is very important. It is like this, that now when we're entering into KFC and to Fridays, it's important to know that we have no development plan. We have no obligation to open up a certain level of restaurants. And so it's an opportunity we have, and we will take that, but we will be very cautious to do this. And we have also the right to close down without asking the brand owner for 3 restaurants in the KFC system. That was what I wanted to add. And then, please, if you have questions.
So, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you need to cancel your request, you can press the #or # key. So that's *1 to ask a question. It appears that there are currently no questions. Please continue.
Okay, I mean, if there are no other questions, we'd just like to end this management presentation by giving you a little bit of update on the potential or the timeline. We have been on roadshow in Luxembourg on Wednesday. We were in Stockholm yesterday, and we are planning as of now to close a potential transaction prior to midsummer, which would be no later than Wednesday. This is of course subject to feedback from investors and the market's conditions, but so far I think I know that we have received good feedback from investors, and so we work towards the closing of a potential transaction mid next week. I think if there are no other questions, on behalf of the company and SCB, we would like to thank you for taking your time to listen in this morning. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact your responsible person at SCB, and we will of course make sure that all questions and comments are answered. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. You may all now disconnect.